wrongful death of some children because they took on high-profile cases of heart disease for infant children. And CNN did a story on it. And it turns out that that Judge Sasser had lost a child at St. Mary's. A couple of them sued and got a big settlement. And she was trying to stay on the case as a favor to Cersei Denny. Well, I filed a lawsuit against her because she wouldn't get off my case. So instead of getting off the case, she did exactly what Judge Kimball did, and I'll tell you that in a second, but think about that. She transferred the case to another judge so she wouldn't have to recuse herself three times within a month after being in the newspapers. If you look up Judge Sasser tobacco case, they really ream her ass because she actually told the plaintiff after she ruled against him that I hate your attorney and I'm never going to forgive him. I mean, that's the kind of shit that goes on. In any respect, I filed a lawsuit against her. I filed a lawsuit against Schutz and Bowen and a few other people. That's when all of a sudden I started getting threats by the U.S. Trustee's office. At the time, I was sure that it was Judge Sasser because her sister was the United States Assistant Attorney in West Palm Beach. And I don't doubt it was her today, but later on I found out that Schutz and Bowen, who was also a defendant and tried to get out of the case, was one of the people that was working with the U.S. Trustee's office. So what happened is, after they had threatened me, my own lawyer, Robert Fur, threatened me. Okay?
Of Fur and Cohen?
Fur and Cohen.
Yeah, those are the guys who ripped off my patents 25 years ago.
So listen, so they threatened me. And then the judge, who was Judge Hyman, who was the chief judge, said that he'll reinstate one of my cases if I let Judge Sasser dismiss the case against her. Now, I was fighting with my lawyers who were threatening me with this, the U.S. Attorney's Office that they were going to take my cases and they were going to appoint a trustee and I was going to lose all my money. This is what they're telling me. So that's when I tape-recorded her making threats to me. And I have the tape recording. That's the tape recording which later on I was found in contempt for giving it to the court.
By Kimball.
Accusing Judge Kimball of being an absolute unequivocal liar. And I filed the transcripts in there, which he sealed.
Yeah.
Well, this is all in 2016 now. So what happens in 2020, I get some discovery on another case, and I find out that Schutz and Bowen, in 2016, in March, sent an email to Heidi Fineman. She was the senior trial lawyer. She's probably been on, she hasn't been on your cases. Somebody else has.
No, Heidi Fineman?
Yeah.
Wasn't that who it was? On my case? Yeah.
She was on your case, right?
Yeah. It's evil.
Okay, so Schutz and Bowen, our email, and I have a copy of the email. The Justice Department gave it to me. They only gave me selected information. Okay? And when I took the deposition of Heidi Fineman, she wouldn't answer 70% of the questions claiming privilege because of the investigation. But in any event, it was March of 2016. And there's an email going back and forth where Schutz and Bowen is asking her to file motions on behalf of the United States Trustee's Office against me, and then they'll join it. And they said right in the email, that way it'll look more important to the court. The court will react on it more important than if we file first. So they're colluding, okay? Now, I didn't have that information when my case was before the court. Then 2 months later, after I took the deposition of Fur, and he runs the court, and the court, in effect, says I'm not allowed to give the I'm not allowed to give the order according to anyone. Now, the Palm Beach police are investigating, state attorneys investigating threats and extortion against Fur and Heidi Fineman on my complaint, okay?
Yeah.
But they want a copy of the audio, and I can't give it to them because there's an order against me. So I tell them I'm not allowed to give it to them. So unbeknownst to me, they write to the chief judge, and they ask him for a copy. Well, the chief judge's office and his permanent longtime law clerk, I forget the name right now, but somebody's clerked with him for 15, 20 years, writes back and say there is no such order saying that, there's no order saying that the audio
is sealed.
So instead of saying there's an order, the cartel can't give it to you, they make it sound like there's no audio recording.
Oh.
So the police don't call me back. I don't find out for months that they even wrote to the judge. But this is now in July and August. In July, the chief judge orders an investigation. I think I sent you the documents.
Yeah.
Where Judge Hyman orders an investigation, orders the U.S. Attorney's Office or the U.S. Trustee's Office to conduct it. And then he gets off and he gives it to Kimball. Kimball immediately starts to interfere, obstruct the investigation, starts discrediting me.
Yeah.
Trying to say,
same thing he did to me.
The judge had no authority to issue an investigation. I said, Judge, I don't care if you call it an order, even though he gave an order right in court. I got the transcript. What did he say? Referred it. Doesn't make any difference to me. But that's what he did.
He threatened my three children to get criminal lawyers because he was gunning
for... I remember.
What kind of pedophile?
This is the important part.
Okay.
This is the important part. During the investigation, okay, Heidi Fineman was told right by the judge she can't appear before him. She can't appear against a firm. Okay? Now, I find out 2020... that Schutz and Bowen was getting sensitive information about the investigation from Robert Furr and passing it to Heidi Fineman.
Oh, my God.
Of the investigation that Judge Kimball said never existed. He said he had no knowledge that any investigation ever existed. Well, when he attacked me and he took all my assets and gave it to a trustee, they brought the trustee from Orlando, because it was a different district. It's the middle district of Southern Florida, middle district. And then said, well, he had no idea why that he was picked. Well, it was bullshit. Of course he was picked. He was picked by the guy that the Judge Hyman had said, do the investigation. The assistant acting United States trustee for the Southern District, for all of South Florida, Georgia, everything. His name was Turner, Stephen Turner. And he fled, so I couldn't get him under deposition. He was hiding. Everybody claimed they didn't know where he retired to, somewhere in North Carolina. Well, anyway, so I find out that they're really just rigging the whole fucking system by handing over deposition testimony so they could all testify to the same thing.
Right.
So including the trustee who they brought on, who immediately started attacking me on every avenue.
Yeah, they're in lockstep. That back guy working with Fineman, with Kimball, it's unbelievable.
Brad, whatever his name is the same way. I fired him.
Schreiberg?
I fired him in September of 2015, and I told Heidi what a fucking thief and everything he was. I didn't know Heidi was a good friend of his.
Oh my God! They must talk. We caught them a few times where the information was going at the speed of light between them, all ex parte. You know,
it's incredible.
It's unbelievable. So how do we work together to kill them?
Well, I think in order to bring, if you're going to write a letter to them,
yeah,
then you have to reference the investigation.
Okay.
That Judge Hyman ordered.
Okay.
Okay, and I think that this gives you a little bit of credibility in whatever you're going to say, because now you've got the chief judge of the United States ordering an investigation.
Correct.
Okay.
That's huge.
Then you have the judge who was assigned a case, accused in formal motions of obstruction of justice.
Yep.
Now, when they went to disbar me for contempt of court and everything else, The person who was appointed by the Florida Supreme Court to hear the case.
Right.
She said in February 14th of 2019 that Judge Kimball should be investigated by the FBI, even though he's a federal judge. Okay, she said that in the transcript. She opined that. And the reason she opined that is he was trying to make up this big thing that, you know, that mine was this conspiracy theory. Okay? Yeah. And that the whole thing was bullshit. None of this really happened. And he kept saying that to discredit me. But she got to read the transcripts. I filed with the Florida Supreme Court. I filed a copy of the transcripts of the audio recording, even though they were holding me in contempt. I filed it with her. She accepted it into the record. She read it, and that's when she said that she thinks that the FBI should investigate Judge Kimball.
And that's on the record?
That's on the record.
We have the transcripts.
So what happens is, time goes by, everything goes up to the Supreme Court. They send it back and say there's got to be a trial. A new judge gets put on the case, okay? The week of the trial, he decides he's going to strike everything that the judge agreed to. He's not letting me to have any evidence in regarding the investigation. He strikes 150 of my exhibits. And then he says, my allegations are all false because I had no evidence to back them up. Now, let me tell you what else happened in February of 2019. The same judge that said that she was concerned about Judge Kimball, thought he should be investigated, she read the transcripts that she heard in the transcripts. She read the transcripts where first said to me, you're dead. You're dead. Okay? That's what he kept saying. I'm dead and he's going to have a trustee appointed immediately. Mm-hmm. Okay? It was so bad, she said, that she went ahead and she wrote a letter to Kimball asking Kimball in March, just 2 weeks later, 2019, for a copy of the audio transcript because she wanted to hear it for herself. She wanted to see whether Kimball was lying or Keitel was telling the truth. Kimball wrote back to her saying, no, he's not giving her a copy. So this is the referee for the Florida Supreme Court. He won't give a copy of the audio transcript to prove who's telling the truth. So I think you need to bring some of this stuff up in yours.
I'd like to get to your investigators, too. If you can send me over who's investigating at the FBI, I'll go in and support you and say, hey, we did this exact fucking thing to me now.
I met with the FBI, but then he was transferred off the case. After he met me, he was transferred.
Right, the firm's going and some new guy.
For 90 days. Okay, and then it got back, and then I was under pressure because I was on all these lawsuits.
Yeah.
And the problem is, they had my assets, and they were representing me. So I wasn't allowed to intervene.
Like guardianship.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
So
totally.
This guy filed answers for me, which were totally contrary, and I was getting summary judgment against me on simple issues because he wouldn't defend him.
Right.
I mean, worth over $30 million.
While he's billing you off the ass.
No, he was a United States trustee brought in to discredit me. The reason he discredited me on everything, because if I was found credible on anything, then I would be credible on the other things.
Right.
So when I said to Kimball on many occasions, there's a Latin term that means lie on one thing, lie on everything. Okay?
Yeah.
And I would bring that up to Kimball, and I would shove up Kimball's ass, but Kimball ruled against me for 3 years on every issue.
Yeah.
So when I filed, Kimball would not allow me to sue the trustee. He refused under the Barton Doctrine, so I couldn't sue my own trustee for negligence, gross incompetence, and everything. Everything I did, Kimball tried to undo. So when the case was over, 20, I went ahead and I filed in New York, in district court, I filed the RICO case.
Okay, is that the one with Judge Wang?
No, I don't know who Judge Wang is.
Ona Wang?
I have no idea who she is.
Really? She's listed on your case in New York.
She's not on one of my cases.
Really?
Unless she was a magistrate, maybe.
Okay.
It was Judge Furman. It was my judge.
Hold on. Okay.
And he's trying to hold me in contempt on an order to show cause now, because I put in one of my motions, I put that the court refused to address an issue. And I said, here is Judge Furman, a Harvard-educated, Yale-trained lawyer who clerked for the United States Supreme Court and two other appellate courts, and he refuses or is incapable of being able to read a shareholders agreement, which proves 100% what I said is correct. He's allowing these law firms, and I sued all the law firms in Florida, to defraud the court. I said, all the court has to do is read it. It's impossible. I gave a transcript of 5 pages of the president of the company who was against me, who admitted under oath that he filed the lawsuit in the wrong name. The judge wouldn't do anything. Well, now the judge is going after him for an order to show cause to hold me in contempt for accusing him of violation of the code of conduct. I said, this court lacks integrity and honesty. I went right after, but if you read it, you know that I'm 100%.
Well, you should use that against them. You have an oath as an attorney to report misconduct of the courts or officers.
You have to realize, I keep telling you, they just barred me for going in for disparaging judges. You can't do that.
Well, I saw that happen with my own eyes to a lawyer.
Anybody that publicly disparages a judge, they want to disbar. They want to get rid of them. They don't want it in the public domain.
Are you watching my friend Leslie Federigo's in Orlando? She's a lawyer. They filed like 9 bar complaints against her. People stole her database and offered free bar complaints against her because she was exposing this whole guardianship thing. And she's going up against the bar like no one I've seen, you know, since Les Winston and Jack Thompson back in the day. But she's going up hardcore against them and exposing all their conflicts and bullshit. It's the best I've ever seen, actually. I'll send you some of her stuff. She's a darling lawyer.
No, don't send it to me. I got too much shit going on. I don't need anything.
Or you're not fighting the bar anymore?
I haven't been since 2000.
Are you disbarred in all states you were licensed in?
Just Florida. I did my license in North Carolina about 8 or 10 years ago. I didn't need it.
Oh, so you're done with them?
Yeah, I can't. So I'm pro se. But that's what they do. They go after you. And this judge in New York, of course, the defendant immediately send them a bar complaint and everything, so he reads it, so he immediately has a negative thing against me.
Right.
And I say, Judge, I've asked you repeatedly to read the damn affidavit, and you refuse to do it. And I cited to him a case I had in the Southern District Federal Court, and I said the judge, whose name was somebody Jordan, who now sits on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, I said, when I repeatedly complained to him, he called the other two lawyers in there, he called me, and he said, you're all going to testify in front of me next week, and if I catch anyone lying, I'm turning you over to the U.S. Attorney's Office for perjury. And I said, that's exactly what I want you to do, Judge. The same thing. It's all you have to do. It's got to be a 30-minute hearing. You got 6 lawyers on the other side. You ask them a simple question, okay, to show you in a shareholder's agreement where it says this company owns any stock in the company. Because you have the president of the company's sworn, he's a defendant who said it never happened. It was wrong. Just ask the question. You wouldn't do it. You would not do it.
Oh,
they're going to claim, well, that's a state question, not a federal question. All this bullshit. Truth of the matter is, he's just not doing his fucking job. Because of me. Because of what the bar said about me.
Oh. It's a gangbang on you. It really is. They're coming at you every direction from the legal system. They can't have it.
Newspapers is on track to be a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, well, right. The more crime you do, the higher you elevate in the legal system today. The more you play into this cartel. And I've seen that with Jorge Labarga go from a trial judge to steal my patents and throw the election of Bush to the chief judge overnight with a one-day stop at the appellate court. One day. Yeah. Oh, listen, my friend said Ona Wang was the first one to deny your motion to unseal Kimball, but did so without prejudice so you could refile. She is a magistrate. Ona Wang. She is a magistrate, but after that, Pacer seems to show district judge took over.
Wait a minute, it says that in my case?
Yeah.
That's news to me. The judge signed the order. I didn't know that she did anything. What's the date on it?
Hold on.
Because I filed in like March of last year.
Okay. So, now can I write something to help you about what's going on in me, or can you use some of my stuff?
There's nothing you can do to help me.
Why?
Because it won't make any difference. My case is further ahead than yours. It's not going to make any difference. Mine's over. I'm on appeal to the Second Circuit.
So it's not over.
Well, it's the Second Circuit, but there's nothing you can do there. I have to file the motions and everything. I just filed the notice of appeal.
No affidavit.
I'm going to file a complaint with the Second Circuit against this judge under the same thing for simply refusing
to read it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just look at it.
Right.
The motion and say whether or not they submitted a fraudulent affidavit. They either did or they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't submit a fraudulent one, what I said is, show me in a shareholder's agreement, which is like 11 pages, show me where it says TJ of Florida, LLP, owns any stock in the company. See, the company that owns stock in it is TJ of Florida, GP, a general partner. They're two separate companies. And stupid judges have just let it go.
Yep. Yep.
Even Judge, when Judge Kimball ruled against me, he said, I can't do anything. The lower courts made a mistake. But when he ruled against me, instead of saying, fine, I'll charge you $600,000, he gave me treble damages.
Oh, yeah.
2.1, just to be a prick.
Yeah, he stuck it
to
my kids.
How can you do that if you know that the lower court's whole thing was fraudulent? You got the people in front of you, the defendant admitted it, his lawyer Schutz and Bowen admitted it, you're admitting it, but he's that's what they want to do. They want to take every penny so I can't fight. That's the problem. And the problem in New York is I'm a shitty lawyer. I'm smart as hell, but I'm a shitty lawyer. I'm no good with details and I'm no good with procedure. So they threw a case out saying the complaint was too long. It didn't comply with Rule 8 and 9. And the one I filed, which was 70 pages, the third one, they said they wouldn't even consider it. They want a 25-page complaint, and then they're going to argue that it's not sufficient with the facts.
Right.
But that's what they do.
Yep. Yep, they starve you through attrition.
If you're going to go to the FBI, you're going to go to these people, you need to show that there was an investigation started and it was never concluded. And you need to give the case number and everything else where you say the chief judge at the time was Hyman. Hyman wanted an investigation into the same people I do. Furr, Feynman, and the U.S. Trustee's Office. This is not the first time somebody's accused them. And here you had the chief judge at the time making the allegations. It's right in the transcript. So this way it gives you some muscle when you go in and you can say this stuff's been going on for years. Mm-hmm. And then you can lay out, look, here's an email. Here's an email from Schutz and Bowen to the U.S. Trustee's Office asking them to front load cases against Keitel and lead it so the court would take it serious. Then you have, when they're under investigation, you've got Schutz and Bowen acting during the investigation to help the two people that are under investigation communicate because they can't communicate
by themselves. Here's the email. Here's the transcript. And then you have to say, this gives credence to everything I've been saying.
Well, Keitel, when we put your name into my filings under Kimball, it certainly got a response each time. Oh, there's nothing there. He mentions you in, like, his order.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah, because we put your stuff in the filing just briefly, just, like, mentioned you in a we didn't want to get too in detail. We just...
You have to put the motion in there where we filed the motion to turn the audio tape over to the Palm Beach police and law enforcement. We wanted the FBI, everybody, to review it. That's where the chief judge recuses himself and he orders the investigation. There's nothing more important than when a chief judge orders an investigation.
Exactly.
They're going to say he can't order it. He doesn't have the authority.
Oh, well, I just talked to the state attorney.
Hold on. I say, I don't care whether he ordered it or referred it. It's the same thing. But here's the important part.
Right.
Kimball, a bankruptcy court, doesn't have any jurisdiction over criminal law.
Right.
Okay?
Correct.
So why is Kimball, during multiple investigations, sealing material evidence so the FBI and the state attorney can't view it? And why would they let him do it?
It's insane. It is insane that they're doing that. It's total corruption. That's all I can say. As it shows, once again, this is so corrupt, we should be in Russia. We got a better chance.
Okay, but you got to get out of that terminology, I keep telling you.
What?
You got to stop with the Russia, you got to stop with the this, you got to... You've got to hit him on the issues and not get people say, that guy sounds crazy. You got to go for the issues. You got to go for the throat. You got to be able to say he's a liar, and here's the evidence. Mm-hmm. But when you throw in Russia and all this, it pushes people away. Pushes people that would defend you away from it because they don't want to go there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I keep telling you, you can't use that terminology. You got to say he's an absolute...
Oh, by the way, on the kill the judge terminology, you were right. They sent the U.S. Marshal here. Two of them pounding down my door to question me about going on a radio show and accusing or saying I would kill Judge Kimball.
Yeah, you can't do that stuff. It takes away from your message. You know,
and that was after they sent SWAT, the Boca PD, sheriff, all these units, the FBI, to my house and called me and my wife out and said my wife had sent a letter to multiple law enforcement agencies saying her and my son and my dead father were going on a shooting spree of multiple hospitals in Boca Raton to kill hospital personnel and others. And we were armed in AK-40, whatever numbers, and all the shit. So this is the shit they pull on us all the time.
Did they have a letter to that effect?
They did. They had an email.
Saying you were going to go and shoot up?
Yeah, from an account that's not my wife's account. In 5 minutes, they knew it was... that they were at the wrong place, you know? Meaning, it was my wife's name, and that was my dad's name, and that is my son's name, but that's not my wife's email address. And so they figured that out. And it's like, when the U.S. Marshal came, he came months after I did that radio show, showing how effective they are. If someone was going to kill a judge, you don't show up 4 months after he announces it on the radio. But they did. And
I will send you, it's filed in the case, it was filed in my case on November 30th, you can download it. It would be easier if you download it, because then you'll have the case number,
okay,
and you'll have the docket entry number.
Can you send me the link?
Okay. It's the cases. You got a pencil?
Hold on. That would be the last thing in the world I have, but I do have a computer. So hold on.
You go on Pacer.
Oh, I'm on Pacer. Hold on, I can put it right. Yeah.
So the case is 15.
Hold on, one second.
You don't?
I'm on the phone.
Oh, you don't have a minor?
No, I might, but let me get back to you in a second. Okay, case number?
15-21654.
Kenneth Malcolm.
No, 21, I'm sorry, it's 15.
Hold on one sec. 15-21654.
You could put EPK in if you want, but you don't need it.
Oh, that came back. Not good. On that other one, it brings up like 20 cases. Frederick Keitel III. Now I got it. Okay.
Well, it should just, if you, wait a minute, if you're on Pacer,
I got it.
Right to the case.
Yeah, I got it. No, it didn't, but for some reason that brought up 20.
And go to November 30th, 2016. Probably docket number, I don't know, 120 or something.
Hold on, I'm pulling up the docket.
140.
Strange, I just was running reports this morning. It's not. It says it's doing it, but doesn't look like it's doing it. Let me try it again. I did, but it's for some reason not running your docket report.
It runs it. I run it every other day when I need to look up something.
It's giving me some weird. Browser must be set to accept cookies. It is. Close and reload. This has never happened on a docket report search. And it's only on your docket report. This is really weird. Okay, well, I don't want to waste your time while I figure out what Pacer's doing. So let me just write it down. Okay, I got the case number, and then what's the document?
I'm going to send it to you, but you have to download it off there so you have the stuff on the top.
Okay.
Otherwise, it just looks like a random letter.
Okay. Got it. And just to be sure, it's 15... BK-21654.
What are you doing? What are you saying?
The case that Pacer brings up is 15-BK-21654.
You want to get rid of that. You want to do what I tell you.
I'm telling you. It's, okay.
First of all, you have to go to the bankruptcy court. Then when you get to the bankruptcy court, you put in the case number. What is your email address? IV or something?
Yeah, IVIEWIT@gmail.
Right. Just sending it to you now.
Okay.
You should be able to pull this stuff up. I don't want my name on it, so when you pull it out of the computer, it's got the docket entry number. It's got everything at the top is what you need. You can't file something with the FBI and these people unless they see it's a court document.
Okay.
Otherwise, they don't pay any attention
right.
to you.
Exactly.
You have it. It's 13 pages, but there's a longer one in there that has more information.
How'd you send it to me? Email?
I just emailed it to you.
Okay.
Then, if you go into another case, the motion to disqualify him, that gives a lot more information. I sent it to you. You should have it.
I'm waiting for it to come in. You must be really hot. Nope. I don't, and I got an email from you earlier today.
Well, I sent it, so I'm sure you'll get it.
Hope I need something. Just knocked out my VPN. We are definitely hot. Okay. So I'll start looking at all that and looking at weaving it into what's going on.
You have the transcript from the chief judge's orders of investigation.
Yeah, that's going to be beautiful.
And then what you have.
So why can't you get that across the finish line here?
Because I was involved in so many cases at one time. But even with that, they don't really care. So I'm thinking I have to go down to Miami and have to sit with the U.S. attorney, who I've written letters to, and they just sort of ignore it. But here's even the more important thing. After I sued the trustee and everyone in New York,
right.
The United States Trust Office filed a motion to hold me in contempt. Okay? In January of 2022. 1 year ago.
Yeah.
And they went into court, and I appeared by Zoom, and I told Judge Kimball that he had no jurisdiction. My case was over. He couldn't do shit against me anymore.
Right.
And he couldn't do anything. He refused to listen. I said, there's a motion to disqualify you there. You need to rule on it. He said, I'm not ruling on it. I haven't seen the motion. So he went ahead and he spent an hour just eviscerating me on the court record. Sound against me and wanted to put on an order for contempt. 4 days later, he reverses himself. He says he doesn't have any jurisdiction. What I told him in the first 2 minutes. Now, at the time, he was under investigation by the 11th Circuit because they wanted to reappoint him to be a judge. And I filed a complaint and I sent all this shit to them. But I knew that they weren't going to do anything. Number one, they need bankruptcy judges. They're short. Number two, they're going to stick up for the judge. They always do.
I did not get your email.
But I went right after him. You didn't get the email?
Nope.
Let's see here. I'm going to go to sent. I'm outside, so I don't know why you wouldn't have gotten it. I can send it again, but I'm sure it's going to come through.
Okay. Because I'm getting some.
I don't know why it wouldn't have.
Okay.
But that email shows that there was an investigation ordered. Now, what happens is Judge Kimball then takes over, and he does everything he can to obstruct the investigation.
Because he's central to it.
Which is what I said right in there.
I mean, he can't even touch it. He's so conflicted.
If they go down, he's going down with them.
Right, and he's so conflicted.
he's so conflicted, he should have sua sponte recused the minute
he wouldn't get off the case even when I filed the transcripts.
Yeah.
He can help me attempt. He wouldn't get off the case. I said, you're lying. Here's the evidence. He wouldn't get off the case. Oh. He wouldn't get off the case last January when I told him he had enough. He had no. I just gave it to him again. I mean, 20 pages calling him a fucking liar. I didn't hold back. He didn't get off the case. You know what he did? Nothing. He said the case is moot, so he doesn't have to hear it. Then, about 2 months ago, they filed something in court, and I filed another motion against him. And you know what he did? He transferred the case to another judge. That's all he did, because he didn't want to get off the case, and he didn't want to look like he was prejudiced.
Oh, my God. So all his rulings stand.
This is how these guys are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, believe me, I know.
I'll send you the letter I sent to the FBI.
Okay.
As well.
That I'd love.
So let me get off and I'll send it to you.
Okay, thank you.